I want to turn to Emily Leone first, who does something that I have a lot of admiration for. Newspapers still matter to me for a lot of reasons, especially when they are incredibly local. And Emily is managing editor of the Northside Chronicle. Hello.
Yes, good morning.
How long have you been in that role?
I have been at the Chronicle for almost 2 years now. The Northside Chronicles is celebrating its 25th year this year. So this was a great project to kind of celebrate that anniversary and really get involved in the community.
And what does a managing editor do for people that may be wondering?
Well, at the Northside Chronicle, I wear a lot of hats. We work with the community, obviously. My role is to make sure that the paper gets out every month. It's to make sure that I'm the face of the community. I also help with the editorial, some of the content, and making sure the paper is published on time. It's a great role. It's great to be on the Northside.
Well, and a nice thing about newspapers is they're mementos. They're things you can have and hold forever once they're published, and they're very accessible, and that's something we care a lot about here, is that people have equal access, and the Northside Chronicle is free. It's supported well by area businesses, and it's of interest whether you're on the Northside or not. There's a lot you can learn. So here is a project where we have kids from Manchester Academic Charter School sharing their writing. When you were approached with this project, what was your reaction? Well, who approached you and what was your reaction?
I was approached by Ann Canning, who is a very large community figure, and she was a teacher for many, many years, and now I believe sits on the board at Manchester Academic Charter School. She's excellent. She approached me with this project and thought that we should partner with the school. I was ecstatic. I think that anytime a paper has the opportunity to partner with local kids, the results are going to be great. So this is just very exciting for us, especially to work with a school that has just done so much for the community.
Dr. Canning is here. I see her sitting right behind you, and she is such a strong proponent of literacy and of good writing, and also of documenting traditions and histories. And that's what a lot of our stories are about. And Noah, I'm going to turn to you if I can, because I think you were the first person to arrive this morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
It's nice to have you with us. It's Noah Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Can you tell me how old you are, what grade you're in, and just a little bit more about you?
Well, I am in the sixth grade. I'm 11 years old, and I enjoy writing and math and extracurricular activities outside of school. I enjoy doing many things.
It's interesting that you enjoy writing and math. Sometimes people sort of focus on one area as something they like more than the other, but you like both, huh?
Yeah, yes.
What do you like to write about?
I like writing short stories about whatever is in my mind at the time.
That's terrific. I hope you'll never stop doing that, even if nobody reads it but you. I think it's a good way to keep in touch with yourself. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
No, I don't have any shout-outs.
Well, that's okay. And I'd love to hear a little bit from what you wrote, or all of it. What's the name of the piece that you wrote?
The name of my story is Lights, Lights Everywhere. And what that's about is my mom, she's from Italy, and her first year in the States, she had this, my dad at the Art Institute of Pittsburgh had this friend, and she had a wife, and his wife took my mom out to see lights on the houses in Pittsburgh because they don't do that in Italy. So it was a very special time for my mom, and she always remembered that. So every year we go out and we look at the lights around on the north side.
What a great thing to write about. Well, let's take a listen to it's nice when you hear a writer read his own work or her own work. So let's take a listen. This is Noah Fitzpatrick.
Do you ever get the thought that when you put up your Christmas decorations that nobody looks at them and appreciates them? Well, that won't happen anymore because my family tradition is to go around and look at Christmas decorations around the neighborhoods on the north side. We live in Marshall Shadeland, more commonly known as Brightwood. Some of the other neighborhoods we visit are Brighton Heights, the Mexican War Streets, Manchester, Fine View, and Observatory Hill. It is not my favorite thing to do, but I still enjoy it. One reason why it's fun is because there are houses that are really done up and good looking. On the other hand, at some houses, it's so tacky the inflatables are face down in the snow like they ate too many cookies and passed out. The main thing I like about our tradition is that I get to spend time with my family. I also like that I get to see all the nice decorations and I get to listen to the Christmas music on the radio. I really enjoy the part where we try to pick the best house of the night. Everyone is giving their opinion and having fun. There's really good bonding time for us. I like our tradition because I get to share that time with my family. I suggest you try this with your family sometime. I really want this tradition to continue in my family.
Wow, that's beautiful. I like how you can visualize so much of what you wrote about the inflatables looking like they ate too many cookies. That's a really good analogy. And your principal, Mr. Skumas, and I live in the same neighborhood, and he probably sees some of the same inflatables I do every day. They're down, and I always I feel like I gotta go set them back up again. They look so funny when they're down like that. That was terrific. How did you feel when you saw that published?
Well, it was just something that came to mind, and I believe that it was something that was special to me and my family, so it was one of the only things that I could think about, and I really thought it would be good to put in the newspaper and other people to not only hear about my experience, but enjoy my experience that I'm having.
You did a great job. Is there anything else you'd like to say? You'll have another chance, too, but...
No, that, okay. That's it. Thank you.
Well, thanks. A great paper. Why don't we go to Chase next? Shall we do that? Are you ready? I'm going out of order, but that's okay. Chase is over on the red microphone. Are you in sixth grade as well?
No, I'm in eighth grade.
Oh, sorry about that. I should know better. I just, my notes aren't... I'm just sort of winging it here. So you're just about ready. We're going to see you move on coming up at the end of the next semester. Do you know what high school you'd like to go to?
I'm going to City High.
Excellent.
Downtown.
Great choice. And it's Chase Mack. And what community do you live in?
I live by Riverview Park, and I live in Perrysville.
Okay, so you're right. Also sort of little bit north of the central north side area. Tell me about your story. What did you choose to write about?
I chose to write about a time where, like last year in winter, which was when we had the most snow. So I wrote about when me and my family, we all decided, we were all bored one day. So we all decided to go out in our backyard and like just play in the snow and have a snowball fight and stuff. And I wrote about how, like, we had this huge hill on our house, like, on the side, and, like, I remember how I kept going down the hills like I was sledding.
Well, would you like to read some of it? It sounds like a great story. You could read all of it or just a portion of it, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Never read all of it?
You can do whatever you certainly can if you'd like to.
Okay, I'll read all of it.
Go for it.
Last year in the winter, which was when Pittsburgh had the most snow, me and my mom, dad, and brother and dog decided to have a snowball fight in our backyard. My family doesn't really have a holiday family tradition, but I wanted to make this one of them. I think I have the best family. It includes my mother, father, and brother. My mom is the best mom ever. She is nice, funny, and caring, even though she suffers from breast cancer, and she is still healthy and strong. My dad is the best dad ever. He is hard, working, nice, understanding, and works hard to provide for his family. My big brother, Seth, is a nice brother, well, most of the time. He can get on my nerves at times, but I still love him. My family and I get along great, and we all love each other. Last February, when Pittsburgh had its record snowfall, my mom, dad, brother, and me and dog decided to have a snowball fight in our backyard. I said it would be a good idea to have a girls versus boys, which was me and my mom against my dad and brother. We all started to play for about 45 minutes, and the girls won. My brother and I started to play with our dog, but my dad went inside because he said it was too cold for him. My big brother Seth put our dog on an outdoor room. My house has a huge hill in front of it, so Seth made a pass that we could slide down and waited for me at the bottom of the hill. I said no because I was scared. Then my brother called me a punk, so I went on our porch and got a pizza box. I used Seth's pass and started to go slow, And as I started to go faster and faster, I started to scream, and then it was over, and I crashed into my brother. I started cracking up. My mom got her camcorder and recorded us. I was out there making new paths and sliding down for about an hour straight. Nobody else in my family was outside except for me. My mom called me in for some hot chocolate and a little break. I put my coat and stuff on the heaters and some different clothes on, and I went back outside. As I was going down the hill, a little boy about 9 or 10 came over and asked if he could sled too. So I called my parents and asked if he could sled and ask if it was okay, and they said yes. His name was Peter, and we slid until like 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. And Peter went home, and I warmed up and went back in for like 15 more minutes, and I was done for good. Well, until this year. I had a great time with my family, and I loved it. I think that it is important for our families to get along because you love them, and they love you, and you will need them for the rest of your life, and they will need you.
Oh, Chase, that was beautiful. You know, a couple things I really liked. I liked the whole story, but I like how you honored your family. You really described everybody nicely. But I like the beginning. Can you read the first sentence again?
Last year in the winter, which was in Pittsburgh, had the most snow. Me, my mom, dad, and brothers decided to have a snowball fight in our backyard.
Yeah, I like how everybody decided to have a fight. And it sounds like the dog was in on the decision,
yeah,
too. It's just great. Would you like to say hi to anybody?
Hello, family. I don't know if anybody's listening.
Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay, let's go to Chahi next. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. And this is Chahi Jackson. How old are you?
I am 11 years old. I'm in sixth grade. I like math and playing basketball.
You know the drill. What's nice to have you here today. What did you write about?
I wrote about Thanksgiving dinner.
So we'll go back a few months, which is fine, and relive Thanksgiving. I get hungry right around now, so this is a good. Would you like to say, anybody listening, you want to say hello to?
I like to say hello to my mom, my dad, and my other family.
So one more published story of the four that we're going to hear today, and then one more after that. This is Chahi Jackson.
Every year is a tradition for my parents to host Thanksgiving dinner at our house on the north side. It's mostly my father's side or the family who attends, but my mom's side comes over sometimes. Every year my family comes to have a good time and laugh and joke around. Some things we do for fun are playing football in the cold when the wind stinging my ears and my hands. Another thing is watching TV, watching college football games, and playing video games for fun. During Thanksgiving dinner, my mom and my dad cook the steamy, hot, stuffy, and greasy chicken. My Aunt Deanna cooks the yellow jello and sticky mac and cheese. Before we serve dinner, my sister blesses the food. The little kids eat first, and then the grown-ups eat. After everyone eats their food, all you hear is laughter and joking around. The last thing we do is have fun, because who wants to have a boring, lifeless cookout? Sometimes my cousin Chucky is the life of the party, and sometimes we do what we want to do to have fun and great times. That's why I picked this tradition, because it brings family and fun together to make a great time. That's why if you were there, you would have a fun time. And this is the Jackson family tradition, no one else's.
That's a great story. And you know, something I liked about yours, a couple things, but you really were focused on the person reading. I could tell that you were thinking about who was going to be reading this, you know, that almost like you're talking right to that person that's reading. And also, you know, the family pride. Nobody else but you, right, can celebrate that way. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, me and my dad today are going to a Steelers game to watch the Steelers play.
Really?
Yep.
Where's your dad? Is that him out there? Is he here?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's at work.
Because I was going to ask him if he had any extra tickets. lucky you. You must be. Have you been to a Steelers game before?
Well, yeah, I've been to, I think where the Packers play, when we played the Packers, I think, when I went there, and it was cold, and I really had fun with my dad.
Oh, that's great. I think it's going to be cold again today, and I think you're going to have fun, too. But do you have a prediction for the score?
I would say we're going to win. We're going to win.
Sounds good. That's a good, safe prediction, a safe bet. Should be a good game. Thanks very much. Just a great job from Jihi Jackson. And next, we're going to hear from Mia Davis. Before that, though, I want to turn back to Emily Leone. I see you just smiling as you hear these stories. Yes. And this must just be, I know it makes me feel good, but how wonderful that a community newspaper can publish these stories.
It was such a great project, and just hearing these kids read these stories makes me laugh. They are so creative, and I have to say, they really went above and beyond on these stories. And the common denominator with all of them, with the stories that were published in the paper and online, is that each of the students talk about how much their family means to them and how much pride they have for their family. And I wasn't expecting to be hit with that so hard. It was really wonderful. And as you heard with some of the stories too, the descriptions and just how important these memories are to them too. They really come forward. So all the students did a fantastic job.
Will you be publishing more?
Yes, the Family Traditions was the first series that we did, and the next three editions of the paper will each contain the next series, which is interviews with Northside characters. So it might be somebody's grandparent who has an interesting story. It might be a store owner or somebody who's done a lot for the Northside. So we're kind of taking it in a different direction. We're excited to see what these students come up with.
I'd like to be a Northside character.
Yeah, you'd make a great one.
Well, let's hear from Mia next. Mia, are you ready to share your story? And tell me, I'm going to move this mic just a little closer to you. And tell me about yourself first, please.
My name is Mia, of course, and I'm 13, and I'm in the 7th grade.
And what kinds of things do you enjoy doing?
I like anything that has to do with, like, hands-on stuff. Like, sitting around's not very fun.
So do you like sports?
No. Why not?
Or so you like to build or like to work with your... Tell me, give me an example.
Well, I like writing and I like artistic stuff, like creativity, like drawing, art, painting, anything that has to do with using your hands.
That's great. I have no artistic ability at all, so I have a lot of admiration for people that can do things with their hands. What's your story about?
My story's about... like getting together for Christmas, because every year my family puts up lights and it's just like a fun time. Like, it's not, stress goes away, school goes away, all your problems just disappear at that time.
Now, one thing that I think is really cool is you're actually reading from the newspaper that you were published in. What was it like have you ever had your name or something you wrote in the newspaper before?
No, but I've been in the newspaper before.
What were you in the newspaper for?
I was at least 2 or 3, and the daycare that I was in, I don't know why I was in a newspaper, but my mom still has a picture of us in the newspaper as a baby, so I don't know why I was in there.
But this is pretty cool because, I mean, those are words you wrote. I mean, without you, that would be blank in front of you. And do you remember when you got a copy of it for the first time and looked at it?
See, I was like the last person to know because everybody was like, you're in the newspaper. I was like, what? And it was like 2 weeks that I found out and I finally got the paper.
That's not uncommon. Usually, if there's something, every now and then somebody will mention me or this radio program in the newspaper, and I almost am always the last person to know. It's funny that way. Would you like to read your story?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Mia Davis. Go ahead, Mia.
Lights, Love, and Laughter. Every year for Christmas, my family tradition is to decorate the house and get into the holiday spirit. The air is filled with enthusiastic voices shouting things like, "I'll move the lights here. No, you move the lights that way. No, Overmore. I'll hit the switch." Christmas music is playing. People are laughing. Those sounds are reverberating through my house. The day before Christmas, we see blue lights, blue lights, blue lights everywhere. My house is lit up blue, just like the sky. We all run outside and take a step back to look at our house. It's pretty, we all say at the same time. Everyone worked hard to make our house look amazing. The reason why my family has this tradition is because every year to celebrate how much we love each other. Christmas and each other. It is a time for our family to bond, and when we're together, all of our problems disappear. Everyone in the household is laughing, smiling, and loving each other. Even our dog. This is what I think the holidays are really about.
Oh, that was beautifully done. Did you want to say hi to anybody? Any shouts?
No.
Well, thank you for being here. Do any of you want to say anything else that you may have forgotten or thought of after you were reading your story?
Oh, my dog, when we were putting up the lights, like, I have a Jack Russell Terrier, and she's really, really energetic, and while we were putting up the lights, she happened to, like, roll into them, and she kind of pulled all the lights down that we had put up, and it was kind of funny, because she had blue lights wrapped around her lit up.
It's funny. Jahi, I saw you up.
Like I said, I like to say hi to my mom, because she always supported me in everything I did. And I like to thank my dad for never giving up on me.
And don't forget the Steeler game. Did you, anybody else? Oh, go ahead, Jace.
I would also like to say that whenever, my dog, like me, his dog is like really energetic. And he's like a husky and, I forgot what he is. He's a mixed up. And German Shepherd mix. And, like, when you put him on the outdoor run, like, you times to thing, like, he does this thing where just runs around in a circle and it does not stop. And it's like, and, like, he just runs around in circles and then does not stop. And it's, like, so funny because he's going, like, really, really fast. It's really funny. He kept doing that, though.
I can relate to that, Chase.
And he was attacking my brother, too. It was funny.
Noah, were you going to say anything else?
When Jahi was reading his story, I had something that I forgot to say, and now I forget to say it. So I forget what it was.
Well, if it comes up again, let us know, because we still have another minute or two. One thing we wanted to mention is that there are other stories, not just these. And there's two places you can find them. One is online on the Northside Chronicles website.
Yeah, you can find these student stories, and we selected some other students from 6th, 7th, and 8th grade who didn't appear in the paper. They're available on our website. It's www.thenorthsidechronicle.com. And when the new series comes out, those stories will be in the paper and on our website as well.
And Emily's probably wondering, what's that other place? I thought I had an exclusive. But you can hear the kids reading sharing their stories with you. I hate to use the word reading because while they are reading, they're really sharing what they've written with you at our Neighborhood Voices site, neighborhoodvoices.org. You can click on the audio, listen to them in their own voice reading, and even add comments to it as well. So you could actually read along using the Northside Chronicles website and listen at the same time.
Yeah, it's a really great feature. You can do all this at once, and we have all the other stories from Northside News on our website too.
Excellent. And finally, I want to turn to my good friend Voss Skoumas, who is CEO of Manchester Academic Charter School, which is basically means principal. And you've got to be just beaming with these are. You guys are very special, but you're representing a much larger body of students that are willing to share of themselves with the community and who are just very talented people.
Absolutely. It's funny. I just got a text from Seth's older brother. He graduated a couple years before. I mean, Chase's older brother. And he said he definitely won the snowball battle.
Oh.
So he wants to come in.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. If the dog texts you, I'm leaving.
You want to hear about it. Huh? But and knowing the families, the four stories, they were just so true. And if you put the faces to the stories, I mean, it just adds so much more. But big thank yous have to go out to the Northside Chronicle and Emily for the time they put in, the Larry and the Saturday Light Brigade and Dr. Canning. And it's just great when you can get a lot of people in the community together and bring everybody to the table. And these kids to have a printed article by eighth grade, how's that look on your resume?
Yeah, and
that looks good.
I hope we'll do it again. You all really read so beautifully. And thanks also. I saw Dennis Henderson out there somewhere, I thought.
Dennis had to go back to the school for he's working on another project. So we have another thing going on over the school and Saturdays and after schools and all kinds of things going on. So Dennis did not have time to sit around on the radio.
And Dennis is another one of the great teachers at Max, and Dr. Canning, thank you as well. I don't know if you wanted to say anything at all. We'll get Ann with a quick word in here.
Well, I did want to say one thing, and that is as a professional educator, it's very clear to me that when students have a real audience to write to, a larger audience than simply their classroom, their teacher, and their classmates, and even their family, that if it's going out to the public, which it was thanks to the Northside Chronicle, I think they write better. I think the standard is raised, and they really are excelling. So I feel this project helped them to excel even more than they do day to day.
Very good.
And then taking it and having these four kids at the studio, I mean, this is another. How do you feel about being on the radio?
It's cool.
It's scary.
Scary, cool.
Scary.
All right.
It's awesome.
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 Okay, who said all right? Was that like, all right, or just, you could go into the Steelers game.
Because he wants to go to the game. He's distracted.
Well, thank you all for being here today. Did you remember the other thing you wanted to say, Noah? Oh, cool.
I was, it was actually Mia. She was talking about the newspaper, and it was actually pretty, I enjoyed it a lot when I found out I was in the newspaper, because random people, some of them I knew, some of them I didn't, literally, I was at a party downtown, and this person came up. You're in the newspaper, so random people came
up. Aren't you Noah Fitzpatrick? That's you. You're in the paper.
Noah, were you asked to sign a copy by anybody?
No.
Well, thank you all for being here. Manchester Academic Charter School, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. Robert Gray is here. Coming up, we're going to have big snow, big thaw.